Greetings, couch potatoes across the country, around the world, and on the internet. I'm Kevin Carr.
And I'm Neil Miller, and you're listening to Fat Guys at the Movies. And this week, we have a very special guest.
We have a girl in the studio.
A real girl.
An honest-to-God girl.
Yes.
And we've never had a real girl in the magical studio in the sky. The closest we ever got...
Go ahead, say it.
...was a puggle named Zoe that came to visit us one time. But this girl actually has 46 chromosomes.
That went so well. I thought you were going to say something so inappropriate right there.
Do you want me to say something inappropriate? I can't.
Nope, because I have weapons.
Okay, well, let's introduce our special guest first. We have Kristen Dreyer Kramer from nightsandweekends.com. Hello, Kristen. How are you?
Hello. I'm doing well. Thank you.
Good.
It is fantastic.
Thank you for letting me into the clubhouse.
Fantastic to have you.
And we have the whole No Girls Allowed. We took the No Girls Allowed sign off the door.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And we've had to restrain Kevin because where he comes from, they beat their women in the morning. So
Is that like that line in Rendition?
Yes. That was just for you.
Thank you so much. So much. Well, we've been promising the people in Wyoming, KGAB, that airs our show.
Something entertaining.
We have always, we haven't delivered on that, but we have promised since before we went on the air there that we would have Kristen on, and we were just lazy.
and they began threatening to take us off the air.
That's right. But we said, really? We can prove that we know a woman with
just
46
one.
Chromosomes. Yes.
Just one.
Just one.
Mm-hmm. Just
it's
one.
The only
it's
one.
All you need in life.
So, do you have anything profound to say right now, Kristen?
Not that I can think of right now.
Just wait till
really,
the movie starts rolling.
I'm kind of speechless.
Fair enough.
Just being here.
That's totally
cool. Well, I'll do where you can get a hold of us.
There you go.
FatGuysTheMovies.com, the newly redesigned Fat Guys the Movies. If you haven't checked that out, by the way, there's an awesome, awesome banner of me.
And me.
There's some,
don't forget me.
Naked guy.
I challenge anyone to look at that banner and forget me.
And not have nightmares.
That's right.
Exactly. It's you can also... Site. Catch us on iTunes. Just go to the iTunes store and search Fat Guys of the Movies. We are free, as opposed to everything else in the iTunes store.
Ha!
You can email us, fatguys@filmschoolrejects.com, and you can give us a call, 614-388-8735. We have not gotten any voicemails in like 2 weeks.
Nobody likes
us. I'm pretty sure either no one's listening or it got turned off.
So yeah, that kid from Tuscaloosa, Tennessee or Alabama, who did the Fat Guys of the Movies, Ricola thing, I think he's mad at us and told all his friends not to call
we
us.
We played him on the show. What else do you want from us, kid?
Yeah.
Seriously.
Tell your friends, give us a call. Give us a call back. Prove that you actually listened to the show more than once.
Yeah.
I dare you.
Jinx.
Okay.
All right, let's talk about
You're
movies.
Such a teenage girl. I forgot. We have had a girl on the show before. That'd be Neil Miller, everyone.
Fair enough. All right, so let's jump right into it. First movie we're going to talk about this week is American Gangster.
It's my autobiography because I am the original.
You came in wearing American Gangster hat.
That's right,
and,
I did.
Everyone on this side of the table was instantly angry at you because we didn't get a hat.
Yeah, nobody sent me a hat.
Yeah, but I let a good friend of mine borrow my Things We Lost in the Fire Oscar screener. So.
And now it's on the internet.
It's on the internet.
You looking
and
to
now
download
New Line Cinema can come
KevinCarrThePirate.com.
That's right.
Actually, don't type that in because
I'm sure it'll go somewhere.
Completely inappropriate
website. Or it
might be
website. A really inappropriate website that
have
you don't
you
want to
there?
Show your
parents. No.
Neil has a
dear
subscription.
God, no.
Have you heard of it, Kristen?
No, I haven't.
Oh, okay.
What?
How much is it?
I don't know. I think it's $19.95 a month. And okay. And Neil makes money off of that.
What?
The site, your website, KevinThePirate.com. You dress up as me.
I don't think that's true.
And do inappropriate things.
Wow. Anyways, American Gangster stars Denzel Washington.
Oscar winner.
Oscar winner. And Russell Crowe.
Oscar winner, Russell Crowe.
I figure I'll just let you do that. And it's directed by Ridley Scott.
That's right. Who did not win an Oscar for Gladiator.
Oscar nominated.
Yes. Oscar nominated Ridley Scott. So let's play a clip. We'll come back and talk about it here.
My investigation indicates that Frank Lucas is above the mafia. Who does he work for? Which family? He's not Italian. He's black.
No black man has accomplished what the American mafia hasn't in 100 years.
Frank Lucas is the most dangerous man walking the streets of our city. This is my home. My country. Frank Lucas don't run from nobody. This is America.
That's right. This is America.
This is America. That's
yes.
What I've heard.
And in the true American tradition of ladies first, we'll start with Kristen.
Because that's such a grand history, like women's suffrage and everything. But ladies first.
Hey, thanks.
What'd you think?
I liked it. You know, I went into it expecting a lot. And, you know, it kind of paid off.
delivered on all fronts, you say?
Yeah. You know, it's one of those movies that the more I thought about it afterwards, the more I liked it.
Yeah. I thought it was pretty good, actually, myself.
I thought it did well.
Yeah, are you terrified that you agree with me?
Yeah, a little bit, actually.
That's all right. We've got more movies to talk about.
I think I'm going to change my mind.
I hated it.
I hated it. If Kevin liked it, there's no way it's any good.
The only complaint I really had was it was a little long. It ran a little long. And his whole relationship with his wife, like in a lot of movies, was just, I was bored. It was 2 hours and 40 minutes. That was my only big complaint.
Well, I will say this. It didn't feel that long until the end.
I thought the ending was better. I liked the ending. I liked the whole sort of climax to it. I thought the buildup got a little draggy in the middle.
Okay.
That's just me.
I can see where people, if you're going to go to this movie, I know a good friend, I gave him a pass to go see it, and he said to me, he said, man, I was expecting like this big shoot 'em up type movie. And it's not that.
Well, but see, Ridley Scott's movies are never like that. All of his movies do kind of take their time and they breathe, and they're not. He doesn't make Ridley Scott's not Michael Bay. You're not going to get a 17 minute chase scene with Transformers on the freeway with Ridley Scott.
This is more of a thinking man's action movie.
Yeah, wow.
It's
or thinking woman. Like
that's probably the first time this show's ever been insightful.
In 37 episodes.
I'm here. But really, it's kind of character driven. It's not really a, you know, guns a-blazing kind of action movie. It's more of a thoughtful.
Well, the violence kind of comes out of nowhere at times.
It does,
which is cool. I thought.
Yeah.
But I will say one thing about it, and this isn't really a criticism; it's just more of an observation. Denzel Washington has such charisma and likability on
screen.
He's
the man.
And you're just like, you like him, and he's there like setting people on fire and shooting them in the head, and you're just like. Yeah, but he's Denzel. He's
well, and that's
cool,
the thing,
you know?
And at the same time, Russell Crowe is, you know, wandering around the streets looking all scruffy in his Hawaiian shirt and
throwing phones at random hotel clerks.
And he's a horrible dad, and you know.
But he's still Gladiator.
And he's still the good guy.
But he still bags hot chicks, so that was
he did
cool.
A lot of them. All right, so we're gonna do.
And what would a movie be without that?
Yes, it did have Kevin, my requirement nothing. In there. It did.
Yeah, it had plenty of.
As we found out, when they make women. Bag cocaine and heroin for you. They do it in the nude.
Nice. All right. So let's give it a fat guy's grade. Kristen, are you familiar with our grading system?
I am.
All right.
Totally rocked.
Kevin?
Wow. I'm going to have to say kind of rocked.
I'm with Kristen. Totally rocked.
All right. Oh, okay.
That puts you on an island.
and there you will stay.
When we come back, you will stay there. Wow,
that's my realistic sound effect of,
that was
of one of the movies. The buzz being generated by B Movie starring Jerry Seinfeld.
You should be on a commercial or something.
I should. You're speechless. So
except
can we
you have a face for radio.
Let's play a clip.
Steven, this isn't good. Nothing's working. It's like 150 degrees inside this head. All these props are garbage.
You know what ET was made out of?
What?
ET was made out of brown Play-Doh and chicken wire.
I did not know that, Stephen, and I'm thrilled for your success.
Thank you.
But I just don't think the audience is ever really going to believe I'm a bee.
All right, look. Why don't you just make it a cartoon?
All right. It's a cartoon!
Wait, Kevin, that clip that you brought wasn't the actual movie.
Well, I heard that there was one of our fellow critics who called the movie lazy.
Lazy.
He did call it lazy. So in the true spirit of laziness, having not even seen the movie, not... because I'm lazy, but because I had to go see American Gangster instead. But because I hadn't, in laziness, I just was lazy and downloaded the first clip I had, and it turned out to be that teaser trailer they had with Jerry Seinfeld in the bee suit.
That is truly lazy.
Very lazy.
And our friend calling it lazy is Dave Metzger from Bullseye.com.
The only critic in town who actually chose to go see that movie.
Well, exactly. You know, this is actually why I went to go see American Gangster, was because American Gangster is 2 hours and 40 minutes long. And I figure I can squeeze in an hour and a half movie like on a Friday afternoon with my son. I didn't want to take my 4-year-old to see American Gangster.
I don't know why not.
Really?
You know, that was for you. You're supposed to do that.
What, take your
take
son,
my son
to go see American Gangster?
Yeah, you have all this inappropriate effect.
Wow. But we're going to read a couple quotes from Dave Metzger's review. I'm going to read the first one and let Kristen read the second one because she picked the second one out. The first one is, he called it shockingly unfunny. And the second one is way better than that.
Well, and then he continues to say, let me get this straight. The premise of an animated comedy is a bee that sues the human race for the rights to honey? Sorry, but that just isn't funny. It only seems to serve as an excuse to bring to the witness stand Sting. Whackity schmackity do.
There you go. This looks like it's going to be full of bee puns and goofy humor that's not quite hitting the mark. It's, to me, when I first saw this, the trailers, I said, this is feels like
last
it's going to
November.
Be, it's going to be like, yeah, like Shark Tale.
Playing the trailers.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah.
But you know what? I also think, like Shark Tale, this movie's going to just print money.
Yeah, I mean,
it's Jerry Seinfeld.
It was tracking higher than Ratatouille going into the weekend.
Oh, but Ratatouille wasn't that huge bona fide hit. Ratatouille wasn't like Monsters.
It was a fairly big summer
movie. It did well.
But I will say there's no way it can be as good as Ratatouille.
Oh, no, it's not. It's probably going to be. I mean, Ratatouille is a good movie. And I think B-movie is going to be kind of crummy, but there's nothing out there right now for kids.
Yeah.
There really isn't. True. There's nothing that you can take your kids, and it's the really kind of
except
the start.
Except for Saw 4.
Well, yeah, if you want to. Yeah. I mean, if you want to see it with your kids are going to go see that anyways. You know, that and, American Gangster. That's the other one you could check it
with
your gangsta.
Kids. American
Gangsta. That's me. Original Gangsta.
Or
so,
not.
Yeah, I'm not... I can't give a preemptive suck to this movie because they screened it. I just couldn't go.
Because you're lazy.
Not because I'm lazy. I was at the same movie. See, you almost admitted it. Like seven seats away from you. Loser.
I love that. You can just get him going. He's like a train. It's like watching a train wreck in slow motion.
Yeah,
it's
whatever.
Great.
Well, no, it's the opposite. It's the train getting going and then a train wreck.
Yeah.
A train doesn't wreck when it's getting going.
Hey, just
I'm picking apart
know
your
that I won.
Analogy. Yeah. Anyway. Kristen, what do you have to say?
I can't believe the directions that you go in.
This is nothing.
She's speechless.
And really, I would like to know, where are the Cheetos?
Oh, wow.
If this is fat guys at the movie, shouldn't there be Cheetos in the studio?
We ate them already. You brought candy, though.
You
Halloween
did bring candy,
candy.
Corn. That, we will say that it's probably the coolest thing a guest has ever brought us.
We don't have any guests.
I know.
We had
Shut
Zoe
up.
The dog. She brought her bad breath. That's
You're
what
ruining my moment of courtesy here.
Yeah, all thanks right. a lot.
Anywho.
Anyways, we're moving on to the next movie. We're going
Martian
to talk about
Child.
Martian Child, starring John Cusack.
Did I just interrupt you there? I just did it again, didn't I?
Stop it.
I interrupted
Shut
you
up,
twice.
Kevin.
Yeah.
Okay.
Play a clip.
Rules of the house. First rule, no girls after 10 p.m.
Why did they send you here? You know, the Martians.
To join a family and to learn human beingness.
When you're here at home, it's okay to be from Mars. But when you're out there with the rest of your Earthlings, you know, you got to go by Earth rules.
Just a little bit concerned here, Mr. Gordon. I'm going to move your case up for review.
I do know there's no one on this planet that loves Dennis any more than I do.
Yes, but Zeebo from the planet Coosbane loves him even more.
I know one thing, Kevin. There's no one on this planet
that loves me as much as you do. You're Dennis. So sweet. Thank you, Neil Miller.
It is so touching to be here with you guys.
Do you need a hug?
Isn't it?
Oh.
No. But what do we think about the movie here? We'll start with you.
Start with me?
Yeah, totally.
Totally.
Because it's
only
going
to
go downhill from there.
Because you know that you two are going to agree and just like revel in the fact that you
Well, we
disagree.
Have good taste.
But I'm just going to ramble here until there's like 10 seconds and say, I thought the movie was terrible, and then we have to go to a break. But anyways, I didn't
ramble
like the movie.
On.
I thought it was schmaltz. It was so cheesy. It made me, you know, I don't know. What do you do with cheese? Eat it? I was just terrible. It was schmaltzy
it
and
crackers.
Saccharine-y. Yeah, I needed some crackers. For that cheesy movie. Go. Your turn.
Kristen, what did you think?
I liked it.
I liked
will
it too.
Take the cheese and the schmaltz.
Yeah, totally.
It was
to
cute.
The bank.
It was sweet and it was funny. And just because Amanda Peet kept her clothes on doesn't make it a bad movie.
Let's put it this way. If Amanda Peet would have had the gratuitous nude scene or orgy scene or something like that, it would have been that part would have been good. But it still would have been a bad
taken
movie.
Away
I hate to
movie.
Tell you.
Anyways, so here's what I have to say in defense of John Cusack's movies. You know what you're going to get when you go see a John Cusack movie. They're
you're going to get
cheesy.
Him in a long black coat.
Stop it. They're very cheesy. They're very
no, they're
mushy.
Not.
They are schmaltzy, as
not
you like
all
to
of
say.
Them. 1408 was not schmaltzy and
right.
cheesy.
For a horror movie, it probably was. I don't know. I didn't see it.
Oh, right.
But you know
you
what you're going to get.
Movies.
And I thought it was well done. I thought it was quirky enough. To work. We see so many comedies that seem like they are just cookie cutter comedies that
this wasn't a cookie cutter comedy.
The kid made it.
No, the kid was terrible. The kid was like, "Hey, I'm gonna have my big puppy dog eyes, and you gotta feel sorry for me." It had the writer who was over deadline on a book, so he had his agent yelling at him. That's not cookie cutter. That I've seen it in a dozen movies so far in the last 2 years.
I'm telling you, if you go see this movie, you're gonna like it.
If you see this movie, you're gonna need a shot of insulin.
Now, Kevin, do you realize who the writer depicted in this film was?
Himself.
Yes. Do you know who that was?
Somebody.
He was the guy who wrote the episode "The Trouble with Tribbles."
Oh, well, I wouldn't exactly call it the greatest Star Trek episode. No, I wouldn't call it. It's a classic, but
nothing you can say to that, is there?
I don't know. All right. It didn't have Klingons insulting the Enterprise and Scotty throwing the first punch. So there you go.
Fair enough. We're out of time. We gotta go to break. We'll be back.
Flowers lonely, I burn out slowly like a cigarette when you kiss me.
And welcome back to Fat Guys at the Movies. We're rolling on through another show. And we have more to say about Martian Child.
Okay, come on, bring it on, bring it on.
But before we do, I want to let you know what's coming up in the second half of the show. We're going to talk about each of our top three favorite scary movies for Halloween weekend, even though Halloween was Wednesday, whatever. And we're also going to do some news, and we're going to take you out by talking about what's going to happen next week. And hopefully Kristen will want to come back on the show by the time this is all over, because
she may need some distance, though.
She's going to need some serious distance from Kevin.
It was one burp.
Like I said, I
had broccoli earlier. What do you expect?
You really write your own death sentence.
And you gave me a Coke.
What? I gave it to you.
Yeah, and it made me burp.
Fair enough. So, but before, we had more to say about Martian Child. What did you?
Okay, come on, berate me for Martian Child because I thought it was stupid.
Why else does Kevin suck? I mean.
Well, we don't have all day.
Sick burn.
One for the girl, or girls. The girl team versus the boy team. You're on the girl team, Neil, just to let you know.
Or maybe the good-looking team versus the ugly team.
No, I think it's the girl team versus the boys team.
Whatever. Hey, you know what? At this point, just to not be on your team, I'll be on the girls' team.
No, you're saying you play for the other team now? Is that what you're saying?
I'll play for whatever team's against your team.
Okay. We'll take your club in next week.
So we're on the good taste.
Go on
team
with your Martian Child rant. So far, I haven't heard anything about why Martian Child was
worth...
You
know, I don't even really have anything more to say about Martian
Child.
You
said you had...
It's a good movie.
Kristen had more to say.
You know what? It's one of those movies for people that like a good cry. Like my mom would like it.
Oh, yeah. My mother-in-law would probably absolutely fall over dead loving this movie.
Yeah, so like fat guys like you... Fat and ugly guys? No. Yeah. I'm like it.
Well, no, people just don't like cheesy movies. If you like
the cable guy,
if you like these kind of movies, you're going to love
cheesy.
It. Oh no,
I've seen cheesy.
Like what? Name a movie that's cheesy and I'll tell you whether it's less or more cheesy than Martian Child.
Oh, what have we seen recently?
Doesn't even have to be recently.
Yeah, anything. It could be like, you know, Emily
Bronte. I've
seen
the Lifetime Network.
Oh yeah, I've seen those are just poorly, poorly done production value. This was decent production value. It was in focus. You know, sound was synced. But you know, John Cusack, I like John Cusack, but it was so trying so hard to be loving and touching. And I think if you like
it. Was touching. I was touched.
I wasn't. Except for that creepy person sitting next to me. I was touched.
It's just one of those warm, fuzzy movies.
It is. I feel good.
You come out of it feeling good.
You have to have those.
I like Secondhand Lions. Did you see Secondhand Lions?
No.
I thought that was warm and fuzzy, and I like that. Not this one, though.
It was probably about murder or something.
No, it was about a child who had to go live with his grandparents or something like that. It was really cute. But this one was just like, bleh. I'm like, a kid in the box, this movie's going to suck. And then I saw it, and I'm like, yes.
Are you serious? That
I
is
loved
your...
the box part. Oh.
The box part is so cute. The kid doesn't want to come out.
You know what would have been best? Socially if that awkward. Box was hit by a car. That would have been awesome.
You're a terrible person.
I'm an evil guy.
You are. Yes. All right, let's talk about box office.
Speaking of boxes.
Wow.
Dun-dun-dunch.
So last week, we had Saw 4. Made $31 million.
Yes.
Go figure.
It's Halloween. It's a Saw movie. And it was
a
decent
Saw
movie.
Stupid, crappy movie.
You haven't seen it.
Hey,
I saw Martian
care.
Town. I'm berating it. But you haven't seen Saw 4.
Hey, you know what? Doesn't matter.
Yes, it does. You're supposed to be a movie critic.
Really? Did you go see it?
No.
Why not?
Saw?
Have you seen any
exactly.
of the Saw movies?
Seriously? Point and made. Have to pay for it?
How many
there
Saw movies
no
have you seen, Kristen?
Mm-mm.
How many?
Mm-mm.
None?
Nope.
None.
See? Well, then how can you judge it?
High five right on the side of the table.
See, like Martian Child, saw Martian Child. I said, this is probably going to suck. Saw it. I'm like, there you go. It did. If you had said, I went and saw Saw 4 and it was terrible, I would have been like, okay, there you go.
See, but just the fact that you said it was good.
Yeah.
Hey, don't. Me. No. You've liked
our
plenty of movies that
take
I've
heed
liked.
To that.
No. Really.
You liked American Gangster. I liked American Gangster. You liked Hairspray. I liked Hairspray.
Everybody in the theater liked American Gangster.
That's because it was
it's
a free
not a polarizing movie.
Movie
at all. It's a good movie.
It's a free movie. I saw Gigli and the house like loved it. They went crazy. Movie made $6 million total.
Wow.
There you go.
But last week, moving on, last week, runner up was Dan in Real Life at $11 million, almost 12. 30 Days a Night, The Game Plan, and Kevin's pick for best movie of the year, Tyler Perry's Why Did I Get Married?
Come on, enough with that.
Finished fifth and then so on from there.
I will stand by the fact that I don't think Dan... what was funny is it was tracking like 9 to 10 million. It did a little bit better than they expected, but it's still not a huge... It's not huge numbers, mm-hmm. you know. So it was okay.
So this
but
week,
it's tracking higher than Martian Child this weekend.
Fair enough. This week, B-movie is the biggest release. 3,900 screens is the widest release we've seen since the summer. Since whatever it was, Born, the last big summer movie.
Yeah, or Rush Hour or something. Like
so that. I have a feeling that this one is, as Kevin Carr would say, going to print money.
Actually, I stole that from David Metzger about, he was talking about Norbit.
Norbit's going to print money.
And Norbit did print
which
money,
it did.
Which was
also
terrifying.
Very horrifying.
Yes, but did you see Norbit?
I did see Norbit.
Okay.
I sat through that.
So, safe to say,
I was there. I drove through the snowstorm to see Norbit, and then there's a lot of
I didn't really make it. They told me it was canceled.
You never see movies. I got an email from you later. You're like, oh, I was going to go see. It's been a light week. It's always a light week for you, Neil, because you like see a movie.
Hey.
As on DVD, and it's Transformers.
I don't need to see
week.
I don't need to see stuff like Saw. I could predict. I'm
no,
like Nostradamus
you need to,
reviewing
no,
movies.
Not.
I'm like, this
you're
one's
going to
so suck.
Lame,
and then everybody goes to see it, and they're like, oh, it sucks, except for Kevin
Carr,
who's like, oh, this is the greatest movie I've ever seen.
There's
going
to be blood. I'm Neil Miller.
I hate
now
you.
Now I see why you put me between you.
Exactly. See, because seriously, if this had water in it, I would hit him with it from here. But it doesn't, so I can't.
He was holding up a bottle, so, just so everybody knows, that it wasn't like a satchel or something like that.
A what?
A satchel. Like what?
A satchel?
A satchel.
I'm sorry.
Excellent.
I'm not drunk.
Oh, yeah.
Although I should be.
I think we should get drunk next week. Kristen, you
we need to
back.
Do the drunken right. commentary.
Anyways.
If there is booze involved,
we'll
be back.
We're still on the air.
Yes.
Go figure. That's awesome. So to wrap up the box office, would anyone like to make a case for why B-movie is not going to finish number one at the box office this week?
No, I think it's going to be a close race, but I do think B-movie is going to top out. And the only reason I think that is because there are other award movies out there. There's other adult dramas out there. There's really no kids' movies out there, and that's, I think,
yeah,
what people
and it
are
has a
see.
Wider audience.
Yeah. I just think, not that it's going to be any better.
The kids have been yearning for a good flick.
That's right. So there you go.
All right, fair enough. When we come back, we're going to talk about scary movies. Welcome back to Fat Guys the Movies, and for all of you listening to us on the internet, hello.
For and all the people who are in Wyoming listening to us on the radio, you can't hear us because this is the internet segment.
Yes, this is internet exclusive, and we're going to talk about Halloween movies. Well, not necessarily Halloween movies, just scary movies.
Yeah, well, in the honor of Halloween. Halloween was this week, and since it fell on Wednesday, you can't really say any weekend was the Halloween weekend because, yeah,
so we'll
Saw 4 came
up.
Out like
you
on
know,
the 26th.
I would say last weekend probably. You know, if you had a girl here... helping you out a little bit, keeping things a little bit organized.
Ooh, the teeth
she,
come
she
out.
May have reminded you last week that Halloween was coming.
Well,
might I remind our listeners that it's Kevin that plans the show?
Well, may I remind you that I actually had all my stuff done by the time I actually got to the Magical Studio in the Sky, and who didn't?
Hey, I'm
Neil
an on-the-spot
Miller.
Kind of guy.
I have notes and things printed out.
Even our guest had her stuff.
I work best spontaneously.
Yeah, okay. That's what they said. Okay. That's what it said on the bathroom wall. But since we had Halloween and we may still have residual effects of people wanting scary movies, we decided we didn't have really any good top 10 lists that we could come up with, unless you want to say top 10 dumb movies about Martian children, but there's only one so far that I can think of.
Wah, wah, wah.
Kevin is so funny. Isn't he funny?
I am funny.
So I actually, funny.
There's a laugh track
internally
in my head.
Am bursting out, crying, laughing yeah, right now.
Funny. Okay, good.
Only internally.
Burst
though.
Inside. All right, there's internal bleeding. Anyways, we're going to each come up with our three, what we consider our three scariest movies. We haven't told each other any of these. Neil, who doesn't see scary movies.
Some of us don't even have them.
Is like Charlie and the Chocolate Factory because the Oompa Loompas really freaked him
hey,
out.
Hey, let me do my own list here, buddy. Okay? I have my own list of scary movies.
So who wants to go first on this?
We'll start with number three, and we'll go around the table.
Yes, number three. And I'm going to, if anyone takes one of mine, I'm just going to replace it because I'm not going to say everyone's like, oh, we all agree.
I'll start and we'll go this way. So my number three is Hocus Pocus.
You are such a pansy. I knew you were going to do that. You're so stupid.
No, it's scary. When I saw it the first time in like 95, I was like 15 years old and scared
15?
The crap out of me.
Wait a minute. I can understand. Like, oh,
that's
I was
not
eight.
Even true. I was like, I was like.
My 6-year old and 4-year old watched so Monster. 12? I was. The Monster Squad. You ever seen The Monster Squad?
Yeah.
My 6-year old and 4-year old saw it. They loved it and they got scared. But they were 6 and 4. They weren't 15.
Hey,
your
I was
date,
12.
Did you hold your date? Or what? Did she hold you?
Dude, I didn't have any dates back then.
No, you did. What was his name you told me about?
All right. You too. Kristen, what's yours?
I would say The Mothman Prophecies.
Ooh. Ooh, wow. The old, isn't there, wasn't there a remake?
No, that was an original. No, well, not original. It's sort of loosely based on John Keel's book, The Mothman Prophecies.
Because I'm a big fan of the psychological thing.
Okay.
So.
Wait, the psychological or the paranormal?
Well, it's a psychological thriller.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah.
And, that one. Totally had nightmares after that one.
Creepy one?
Awesome.
Did you, I didn't think it was that great of a movie, but I thought it was...
It was creepy.
Eerie and suspenseful. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I'll give you that one. A much better choice and much scarier than Hocus Pocus.
Well, it was either that or Ghost.
Okay.
Which was awesome. That would have been, that's,
those little things that came out of the shadows list. Scared Neil, I'm sure. When he saw that when he was like 18
Whoopi
years
Goldberg
old.
Scares me like that, okay?
Anyways, okay, my number three scariest movie would have to be Alien. The original Alien, Ridley Scott's Alien with the...
This is a side question, but are you excited for Alien versus Predator?
Absolutely, man. I love the Alien versus... This is going to be awesome. You know why? Because Alien versus Predator is exactly what it is. It's aliens and predators beating the snot out of each other. And that's why I like that movie.
And you know it's coming out on Christmas.
Yeah.
And no when peace I on think Earth. Christmas, I think aliens.
Absolutely. I think everybody does. Mm-hmm. I mean...
I have... I'm pretty sure you can find Halloween Christmas ornaments for your tree.
Great.
Really?
There we are.
I will look for those.
It's a scary movie.
I'll pick those up. Moving on, number two.
Neil hasn't seen it because it's too scary.
My number two is Killer Clowns from Outer Space. Because I saw this once again while I was a little tyke.
Well, I have to say, I will agree with you because that one is creepy. It's funny and goofy, but it does have those creepy moments to it. The clowns are scary, man.
I didn't want to go to a birthday party for like 10 years after this movie.
It's a good thing because nobody invited you.
Because it... Clowns creep me out, man. I had bad dreams.
That was just his excuse.
He's like, oh. No, Mom, I don't have any. I've had tons of birthday parties
besides
I could go to.
Besides being socially
I'm just not
distant,
Trust me, people do like me at school.
I didn't like clowns. But no, seriously, this movie it scared the bejesus out of me.
Wow.
When I was
and you
little.
Were left with no bejesus at all. You are a bejesus is less.
I
think they have a transplant for that now.
They have a cream for it.
Yeah, it's a topical cream. You rub it on your. Well, anyways, Kristen. Now that we've talked about Neil's big number two, what's yours?
I'm going to say The Shining.
Ooh, that's a good one. You know, Stephen King hated that movie.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, Stephen King sucks.
Of course, Stephen King was an alcoholic.
Or not.
What?
Stephen King was cool until he. Tried out, but it was great because he was a great writer until he stopped being in. Well, he was until he recovered, became a recovering alcoholic, and his writing kind of sucked after that. But I feel good for him because he got his got his life in the right.
Yeah. Except he's sober, but just apparently he sucks.
He's sober, okay. But he did his best writing when he was drunk. Apparently,
yeah. Fair enough.
It's no, Shining was good.
Yeah.
What's your number two over there?
Have you seen it on
the
big screen?
No.
Ooh, it's creepy on the big screen. It's really cool because it's that atmospheric Kubrick type stuff. So, my number two is John Carpenter's The Thing from 1982, the remake of The Thing from Another World, which is, have you guys seen that one, either of you?
No.
I'm pretty sure Neil hasn't.
Why would I want to watch that?
Because it's an awesome movie. It's one of the creepiest,
Have you not been
movies.
Following my
You do realize that romantic comedies scare Neil.
Yeah. That's right. Have you not noticed that everything on my list has so far scarred my childhood?
And number one is going to be like Failure to Launch or something like that.
That was pretty scary.
Failure to Launch was terrifying. You got to see Terry Bradshaw's butt.
That actually
How many times have I seen Neil jump at totally non-scary movies?
Spider-Man.
Martian
Were
Child.
Were you sitting there in Spider-Man when I jumped?
You jumped in Spider-Man?
Yeah, at the end.
My 6-year-old and my 4-year-old saw the movie, not a jump
That was also a terrifying film. Well, it was terrifyingly bad.
Whatever. The host.
The host, Neil? Well, the host was scary.
Neil
was absolutely terrified. Yep. I was sitting right by
him. Oh, yeah, that's right.
He wet himself.
In fact, I think he jumped a few feet out of his chair.
Yep. Oh, man. And every time I jump, the funny part is I jump and I'm like, oh, that is not necessary. Like, I don't feel that.
You should have gone to the horror marathon and seen stuff. Like,
no, this is the reason why I would not want to go to the horror marathon.
Awesome. It'd be hilarious. You'd be like,
it would be fun for the rest of us.
Exactly.
I'll be entertainment. I mean, you just sit me in a chair and play a horror movie.
Well, what's your number one, Neil? You got number one.
Number one is actually the movie that ended my short-term love affair with horror movies. Because when I was a little kid, I did like to watch gory horror movies.
What do you find as a gory horror movie?
Well,
as
I don't know. I liked John Carpenter's vampires and
that's the second time you've like brought that up as this pinnacle of great horror movies. John Carpenter's vampires.
But I liked watching scary movies. I don't remember them all because it was in the '80s. But then I saw my mom actually made me go see Poltergeist, and it ruined it. I didn't want to even sleep after watching this movie.
Nothing more terrifying than the monsters in your closet
or in your television.
I think it would be hilarious to see your mother going, "We're taking it a Poltergeist this weekend, whether you like it or not."
I swear. And you know what? She probably used that. I blocked it out, but she probably used that as a technique of some kind of punishment.
Did
like,
she?
We will watch Poltergeist if you don't do your homework.
Did you watch it on video, or did she like take you somewhere to see? Because it came out when you were like born.
It was what, 80s?
82, I think, was when it came out. 81, 82, something like that?
I don't know
where
I saw it first.
Yeah, it was 82 because I just got the 25th anniversary edition.
Wow.
I am.
And you're not even 25, so.
Definitely not.
Yeah. So did you see it at the theater?
No.
But she brought it home? She's like,
I don't know.
Let's maybe bake some cookies
maybe
and we'll
we
have pizza
on
and popcorn and watch Poltergeist.
All I remember is I was under the age of 10.
Okay.
So it was before 1993.
Yeah.
That's great.
And if I had seen it under the age of
10, it was terrible.
I would have never slept again.
What was the scariest part? The clown? There was a clown on that one.
No, was it in Poltergeist 1 or Poltergeist 2 with the braces? The kid with the braces. Where he's in the room and he's got the braces all...
His braces attack him.
That was the second one?
That would be 2.
Yeah, that's the problem.
What'd you do,
I kept
you
watching
watch
them after watching the first one is I watched the second one. And then
the second one wasn't
further
that,
scarring
that
my
That was
childhood.
The one with the mirror or the... picks up the mug and throws it at the mirror.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. But I don't remember them. Dude.
The guy rips
his face
off. That
part of my life out. I don't even remember.
But you still watch them all.
I did. That was ultimately the issue. I might have been watching a marathon of them. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't remember.
She put you in a closet, made you smoke a bunch of cigarettes, and watch Poltergeist. All right. What scarred your psyche the most as a child, Kristen?
The Exorcist.
Ooh, yeah. That's a scary one.
That one? I watched it in college, and I was at my friend's house, and she had to drive me home. And we had a guy friend with us, and we made him follow us the whole way.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because Satan has a car, too.
Hey,
yes.
Satan will get you.
Satan needs no car.
Was it on this show that I was talking about how I took...
Probably.
I took...
What other shows are you
on? We watched The Exorcist with a friend of ours from high school who was like this devout Christian.
Yeah.
And the crucifix scene was... She was not happy about that one.
What are you going to do?
It was terrifying.
It is what it is.
The best part was the woman's the voice. Was it Mercedes McCambridge or something like that who did the voice of the That was awesome.
I don't know.
Have you seen the extended cut?
No.
Where she's crawling down the stairs upside down and everything?
Yeah, I don't know if I can handle that.
Oh, it's awesome. Big screen.
My question is, why would you want to see the extended cut?
Because it's awesome.
Neil, have you seen it?
Absolutely not.
You just heard about it.
I saw
he
Poltergeist.
Smells it's in the room.
I saw Poltergeist first.
If you don't behave yourself, we'll make you watch
Let's
it.
Let's drag him to see a scary movie and then like play with him when he's asleep, like poke him and stuff.
That's not
cool,
play dude.
With you when
no.
you're asleep. I'm not trying to say
about
molest
that.
You
I don't like people poking me while I'm sleeping.
God, okay.
That's why I don't date.
Take a note of that. That's right.
That's why.
You just buy it because you know that they leave when they leave when it's done. All right. Well, now I can go do my number one movie.
Yeah, please, enlighten us.
The Invasion of the Body Snatchers, 1978.
I was going to say, if you said The Invasion with Nicole Kidman, well, that was scary you are for a off the reason. Show.
No. Don't see The Invasion. Don't see Body Snatchers. You could see the original Invasion of the Body Snatchers, but it's The Invasion of the Body Snatchers from 1978 with Donald Sutherland and Brooke Adams and Jeff Goldblum and Leonard Nimoy that was scary because, and again, for me, same reasons why Hocus Pocus was so damaging to you as a child. I saw it when I was a child, and it was so psychological because it gets you to when you sleep and I couldn't sleep for weeks afterwards. Awesome movie.
Fair enough.
All right.
Does that mean we got to go to a break?
Totally go to a break.
All right. When we come back, we're going to sound off on anything else.
And we're back, and fortunately, Kristen Dreyer Kramer is still here.
We have not scared her off, people.
She has not quit yet.
You won't give me the key.
That's right. She's like, why is this chain on my ankle? Anyways.
Well, it's standard issue, actually.
Yeah. Got to have you through the whole show. That's the rules.
Yes, and if you are now listening to us on the radio, you can check us out online, fatguysmovies.com. You can hear the segment that you missed, which is the internet-only segment, which was fairly entertaining.
Well, we talked about the movies that scared Neil as a child. And trust me, they weren't the ones you'd
Yes,
think.
And one of them included Bette Midler. Yes, so there you go.
There you are.
If that's not scary enough for you. But it's time to sound off. A little bit of entertainment news.
Yes.
So we're going to go around and talk about some topics. And they are.
Are you starting?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
I'll read the topics. You guys can talk about
Okay.
Because I don't have anything to say. So it was found out this week that Heroes Origins, the series that everybody was looking forward to, got canceled. Before it ever got going. Is this lame or I lent you my
Yeah, I just started watching Heroes and I watched the first part of the first episode of the first season. So that's about as much as I know. And then I randomly ran into a couple people at Comic-Con who were in the show.
Yeah.
And that's the most extent. And Kristen, one of them I didn't watch your show.
I actually watched the first episode too and I've been at screenings ever since. So
oh.
Yeah,
fair
but
enough.
Tell us what the deal. What is the deal with?
Well, it was supposed to be, and they had a lot of celebrity directors. Like Eli Roth was going to direct one. Kevin Smith was going to direct. I know Eli Roth pretty much taints it for anybody.
Eli Roth and Kevin Smith are probably about polar opposites of. They both will give you an R-rated movie every time.
Yes.
Yet for different reasons.
But I'm kind of disappointed because I'm a big Heroes fan, and more Heroes is good Heroes. But, this strike is kind of getting in the way.
Well, probably the strike's getting in the way, but I'll bet you also they'd be worried that they're gonna oversaturate the market, with it. Because and it's not even a real spinoff yet, and it's an ensemble show anyways. And so this is sort of like Private Practice, the show that they spun off from Grey's Anatomy, and it just may not be as good.
Right.
Because didn't in the first season, it's kind of their origins anyways.
Right, exactly. So moving along, the second topic of the week is Gerard Butler.
Your mom's favorite. Isn't she a big Gerard?
Oh, my God. Yeah. She's the original gangsta Gerard Butler fan.
She's actually, OG Gerard Butler.
She was so angry when 300 came out and he became popular over here because she's like, I've been following him since he wasn't even in movies in the United States and I'm so mad that all these women love him now. He
I was
mine.
Stalking him when he was in college.
And I'm like, Mom, seriously.
Is that why you kind of look like Gerard Butler?
But, what? Never mind. He was going to play Snake Plissken in an Escape from New York remake. He's not going to play Snake Plissken. Is there anybody else out there that could play this? And I don't know.
Andy Dick.
Really?
I think Andy Dick would make a great Snake Plissken.
I don't know.
And Rosie O'Donnell as well.
What do you think? Did you see the original?
I would say Kevin Carr.
Ooh.
Fair enough.
I'll take it. Give me a call, John Carpenter.
Yep.
I'll put on an eye patch for you. Nice. I'll even grow my hair.
Could you? Really?
Yes, I could.
You think so?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Have you tried lately?
Well, yeah. Actually, it was there for about 2 weeks, and I had to shave it all off.
Wow. But moving on, even more semi-polarizing is George Clooney has been rumored to be playing G.I. Joe. How does this make you feel?
If that means geriatric infantry Joe, possibly it could be, because how old is George Clooney now? I mean, he looks good for his age. I'll give you that.
He does, but... He doesn't look like G.I. Joe.
Yeah, G.I. Joe's supposed to be the young buck. I mean, 35, 40 tops age.
They're saying that the reason for this is because Michael Clayton didn't do so well, so he needs another summer tentpole flick to get.
And so they just said, this movie is what we want.
Yeah, can't make Ocean's 14?
He'd be better as Snake Plissken.
There you go.
Wow. All right. Next topic, we're just going to debate what this next thing's going to be called. Variety is reporting that a sequel is in development for Dances with Wolves. So what do you call this?
What do you call it? A serious grab for Kevin Costner's career, because they're like, this was the last movie that was good.
The Guardian didn't work. So.
Oh, yeah.
What is it? Dances with More Wolves?
Or More Dances with Wolves. That's the question. The big question. Or will it just be called Wolves? Like Rambo is like Rambo.
Sly Stallone's movies.
I prefer More Dances.
More Dances?
Less Wolves.
Less Wolves.
I think what they should do is take wolves, live wild wolves, and put them on Dancing with the Stars.
Ooh.
That would be awesome. So it would be Dances with Wolves, and they would like eat Jenny Garth.
With the stars.
Yeah, the stars would eat Jenny Garth.
Just, you know what? I would pay to watch Mark Cuban get his leg eaten off by a wolf.
And that way, when Maria Osmond faints, everyone will run away and be like, she's a distraction. Go.
Wolves are like dessert.
That's exactly how Jade Seymour got food poisoning, too. She tried to eat one of her co-stars. That's, I think, what
she tried to eat Maria Osmond. So not right.
Wait a minute. There's a website for that somewhere, I'm sure.
If there isn't, there will be tomorrow.
Yes.
Speaking of bad sequels, next on our list is Shrek Goes Forth is the new title of the fourth Shrek movie. Seriously?
If there's anything this world needs more of, it's Mike Myers doing a Scottish accent. Don't you think so, Kristen?
Oh, definitely.
Not give peace a chance. Give Mike Myers a chance.
This, speaking of Mike Myers.
Well, no. This also begs a question. What are they going to name the next one? Because I think they just said, well, we got a name. Let's make another movie.
Let's have a fifth of Shrek.
Oh, yes. Yeah, if Shrek drowns, takes down a fifth, what's the sixth one going to be? I can't think of a good pun for number six, so they better get on the ball. They got to get the piece of people at NASA coming up for something like this.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, speaking of Mike
Myers. Speaking of Mike Myers. We all just saw a picture before we started the show of Mike Myers in The Love Guru, where he plays the Love Guru. Who is consoling? He's working with Justin Canoodling. Timberlake, who's a Canoodling. Hockey player.
Yes, Justin Timberlake is a hockey player.
So I don't know what's more offensive, is whether it's the way Mike Myers looks in the picture or the fact that they're letting Justin Timberlake play.
I'm
going to
defend Justin Timberlake as an actor, because actually the stuff I've seen him in, he's in
like Alpha
good.
Dog. I know you're a that huge fan. Of
well,
that.
I didn't like Alpha Dog, but I thought he's a
hockey
good
player.
Job.
Hockey player.
Come
he's
on.
Not even Canadian.
He's white. That's all you need for a hockey player.
You're such a racist.
Oh,
ask any hockey fan.
There's kidding. Never mind. I'm not even going to get into this with you.
Anyways,
I don't know. It just looks.
I guess
dumb.
That was a little offensive.
It's got
I
Jessica
apologize.
Alba in it, though. So
Jessica Alba's
well,
in it.
That doesn't
but
do me any good.
No.
No.
Yeah. And if it did do you good, fair that'd enough. Be really awesome.
See, that usually works with him, though. I'm like
Jessica
Alba,
but
Jessica
see,
Alba,
she was with
like, yeah.
She was in Good Luck Chuck with Dane Cook. Have you heard? Have I talked to Mommy Dane Cook thing yet?
No. Please, what you have 10 seconds.
MySpace.com/StopDaneCook.
Jeez. We have to go to a break. We'll be back.
Bye.
Welcome back to Fat Guys at the Movies. And this is Kristen Dreyer Kramer, and I am neither fat nor a guy.
But you do go to movies.
I do.
Arguably more movies than Neil Miller does.
It's not even arguable at this point. She goes to a lot of movies. I don't.
You guys saw a movie tonight and I didn't, so that puts you ahead of me, I guess.
This week.
Well, I don't know if we're better off for it.
But let's hold the review at the request of the studio.
We don't even know what studio it was, but they need to be shot in the foot. It's terrible. Crap.
And I have a feeling I would agree with you because this movie looks terrible.
No,
anyways,
you're
but
not.
The
you're
movies
love
we.
It.
No, I'm not.
You're
there's no way.
It.
This is like Martian Child.
It doesn't have John Cusack in it.
It's going to
so
be like Martian Child without the child, without
oh,
Mars.
Oh, but nobody
or
gets hit by a bus.
Yeah.
That would be awesome. They had somebody get hit by the bus in The Comeback, so that made it at least decent.
There aren't any girls in bikinis on trampolines.
No boobs.
You won't like it.
Anyways, we're going to do a review wrap up. So I'll run us down the movies, and you guys say what you thought. We'll start with Kristen. American Gangster.
Totally rocked.
Kevin?
Kind of rocked.
I'm going to say totally rocked.
Okay.
B movie, none of us saw, so we can't really rate it. Although Dave Metzger from Bullseye.com.
Shockingly said, unfunny.
It was shockingly unfunny. Very disappointing. And finally, Martian Child.
Kind of rocked.
Sucked.
I'm gonna say kind of wrecked. I'm almost leaning towards like full on rocks.
Just because I said sucked.
Just because you suck.
Yeah, whatever.
Exactly. So what are we doing next week, Kevin?
Well, next week we're gonna talk movies again. Go
no
figure.
No way.
And you know, maybe next week, sometime in the future, who knows if Kristen doesn't delete us off of her email lists, she may come back.
I'm sure it's coming.
Yes. But next week we've got Lions for Lambs, yet another anti-war movie by Robert Redford. I wonder if that got into Sundance. I'll bet you it did. No Country for Old Men, the new Coen Brothers movie. Fred Claus at the official start of the new holiday season, which is early November.
Yeah, leading us up to
September.
Yeah, leading us up to Alien vs. Predator on Christmas Day.
Yeah, exactly. Except for a couple years ago, they had Surviving Christmas with James Gandolfini and Ben Affleck open like the
in
week
October,
before Halloween.
Wasn't it? Yeah.
And they had it on DVD by Christmas, I think. Because, you know, nothing says Christmas like James Gandolfini and mistletoe and eggnog with plenty of rum.
Yes.
And we're also going to talk about P2.
Yes.
And after that, I will never park my car again.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
What?
Can't wait for that.
Huh? Did I miss something? Is that in the trailer?
Yeah, just don't worry about it. You'll figure it out later. So if you'd like to get a hold of us, fatguysthemovies.com, iTunes store, search Fat Guys the Movies. We are free, still free.
Yay.
If you'd like to email us, fatguys@filmschoolrejects.com, call us 614-388-8735. And that's about all we had. Kristen, it was lovely having you on the show.
Do you have any final words?
Do you have anything you'd like to say to Kevin?
Can you unlock me now?
Oh, yeah, when we're done.
Thanks.
And have fun driving home.
Yes, it was great to have a guest.
Be safe.
Adios.